Marietta Drucker was 8 years old when the Nazis invaded her native Austria. Her parents were not able to get out in time, but she was, traveling alone on what was called the Kindertransport, a train carrying children to England. She came to the StoryCorps booth with her daughter, Debbie, to share the story of her escape and her journey to America. She begins with the day that changed her life.
I remember my mother coming home, running home one day, and apparently she had seen the whole Nazi movement, Hitler, etc., coming into Vienna. She came home and she was very upset and she was crying. I remember just walking to school and with my little lunchbox, and I remember Gestapo stopping me. I remember the boots stopping me to look into my lunchbox, which was kind of scary. They came into your homes and apartments and took things away from you. And my parents were saying, we have to get out of the country. And I remember us going to the U.S. Embassy in Vienna. Hundreds of thousands of people went there because we needed papers to get out. And I remember lining up. I do remember old people being made to scrub statues with a toothpick and the Nazis hitting them, beating them.
Do you remember how you found out that you would be going on the Kindertransport?
Well, I just remember my parents discussing it, and remarks were made that if they couldn't get papers to leave the country, they couldn't get out in time. They wanted me to be able to get out. Because, you know, I went on the Kindertransport. Parents were not allowed. Just children were taken to England. I do not remember at all getting on the train, saying goodbye to my parents or anything. I remember my little suitcase.
Do you remember when you arrived in England?
I vaguely remember, because I remember having to wear a number. That's how we were identified. And I vaguely remember that.
So how did you feel that day that first day you were reunited?
I have no memory. Maybe it's because I don't want to think of those days.
So what motivated you or gave you the guts to move to America all by yourself?
Well, I never felt very happy living in England because of what I went through there during the war years. And I did have family. I had an aunt living in New York. And my parents always had hoped to go to America. That was their dream. So I decided, what have I got to lose? I might as well go to America, this wonderful land I'd heard about for so, so long.
So you ended up in New York City at a Jewish singles dance, mm-hmm. and met a handsome Viennese.
Actually, I went, another reason I wanted to go to America was to meet a rich American.
Well, you met Dad instead.
And I met Dad instead.
Less than 2 weeks after that dance, Ernst and Marietta got engaged. They were married more than 59 years at the time of his death in 2012. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Mark Hayes. You can find our growing collection of stories at WUSF.org/StoryCorps. And for more information about StoryCorps, visit their website, StoryCorps.org.